All right, welcome to another episode, you guys. It's actually Valentine's Day, and I don't know how many people actually celebrate Valentine's Day. For me, I used to be all into Valentine's Day, get daughters things, and that was because that's what we did, and that's what I grew up around. And as I got older, it wasn't like I expected it, but I enjoy the nice gestures and things of that nature. The thing about it is sometimes as individuals, we tend to take certain things for granted because we get nice things all year round just because. And so some people when Valentine's Day come, they expect even more. But I think Valentine's Day should be more intimate. More one-on-one. I think it should be like just a dinner, just a quiet time with the people that you love. I love the gushy, you know, girly stuff of Valentine's Day. I do. I mean, I know a lot of people don't celebrate it because it's a money-making commodity. And, but people don't celebrate a lot of things. And I'm not knocking you. People have a right to celebrate whatever they want to. The only problem I have with some people that do not celebrate certain holidays is they try to paint the picture to others that do that they're a horrible person or that how dare you. Another thing that I don't like about it is when females are like, if he don't give me nothing for Valentine's Day, it is over. He is dead to me. Girl, it's just a day. So you're going to dead a relationship because of one day when it's 365 days out of a year? Girl, get your life. Get your shit together. But I'm going to give you a little rundown, a little history of Valentine's Day. It's every February the 14th across the United States and in other places around the world. It's, you know, you get your candy, you get your flowers, gifts are exchanged between loved ones. Mostly men exchange the gift. They give the gift. Some women don't believe in that. I do, you know, but I don't feel like I have to all the time. So it just depends. But everything is in the name of St. Valentine. You know what I mean? But who is this mystery saint, right? And where did these traditions come from? Well, I went to google.com to find out about the history of this centuries-old holiday, from ancient Rome, rituals to the customs of Victorian England. I'm not going to go too much into it, but I'm going to get a little gist of it. I know there's this legend of St. Valentine's and the history of Valentine's Day, and the story of its saint is shrouded in mystery. We do know that February has long been celebrated as a month of romance, and that St. Valentine's Day, as we know it today, contains vestiges of both Christians and ancient Roman tradition. But who is St. Valentine, and how did he become associated with this ancient rite? The Catholic Church actually recognized at least three different saints named Valentine or Valentinus, all of whom are martyred. One legend contains that Valentine was a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome when Emperor Claudius II decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and families. He outlawed marriage for young men. Valentine, realizing the injustice of the decree, defied Claudius and continued to perform marriages for young lovers in secret. When Valentine's actions were discovered, Claudius ordered that he be put to death. Now, other stories suggested that Valentine may have been killed for attempting to help Christians escape harsh Roman prison, where they were often beaten and tortured. But according to one legend, an imprisoned Valentine actually sent the first Valentine greeting card himself after he fell in love with a young girl, possibly his jealous daughter who visited him during his confinement before his death. It is alleged that he wrote for a letter signed "From Your Valentine," an expression that is still used today. Although the truth behind the Valentine legend is murky, we don't really know, but the stories are all emphasized of his appeal as a sympathetic, heroic, and most importantly, a romantic figure. by the Middle Ages, perhaps thanks to his reputation, Valentine would become one of the most popular saints in England and France. While some believe the Valentine is celebrated in the middle of February to commemorate the anniversary of Valentine's death or burial, which probably occurred around AD 270, others claim that the Christian church may have decided to place St. Valentine's feast day in the middle of February in an effort to Christianize the pagan celebration of Lupercalia. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong. Celebrated at the Ides of February, or February 15th. Lupercalia was a fatality festival dedicated the Roman god of architecture, as well as to the Roman founders, Romulus and Remus. To begin the festival, members of the Lupercia, an order of Roman priests, would gather at a sacred cave where the infants Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome, were believed to have been cared for by a she-wolf or Lupa. The priest would sacrifice a goat for fertility and a dog for purification. They would then strip the goats, hide into strips, dip them into the sacrificial blood, and take to the streets, gently slapping both women and crop fields with the goat hide. Far from being fearful, Roman women welcomed the touch of the hides because it was believed to make them more fertile in the coming year. But later in the year, according to the legend, all the young women in the city would place their names in a big urn. The city's bachelors would each choose a name and become paired for the year with his chosen woman. And these matches often ended in marriage. Valentine's Day at the end of the 15th century was declared February 14th, St. Valentine's Day. It was not until much later, however, that the day became definitively associated with love. And during the Middle Ages, it was commonly believed in France and England that February 14th was the beginning of birds' mating season, which added to the idea that the middle of Valentine's Day should be a day for romance. Now, Valentine greetings were popular as far back as the Middle Ages, though written Valentine didn't begin to appear until after 1400. The oldest known Valentine still in existence today was a poem written in 1415 by Charles, Duke of Orleans, to his wife while he was in prison in the Tower of London following his capture at the Battle of Agincourt. The greeting is now part of the manuscript collection of the British Library in London, England. Several years later, it is believed that King Henry IV hired a writer named John Lingate to compose a Valentine note to Catherine of Valois. But in addition to the United States, Valentine's Day was celebrated in Canada and in Mexico, the United Kingdom, France, and Australia. And in Great Britain, Valentine's Day began to be popular, celebrated around the 17th century. By the middle of the 18th, it was common for friends and lovers of all social classes to exchange small tokens of affection or handwritten notes. And by 1900, printed cards began to replace written letters due to improvements in printing technology. Ready-made cards were an easy way for people to express their emotions at a time when direct expressions of one's love was encouraged. Cheaper postage rates also contributed to an increase in the popularity of sending Valentine's greeting card. Americans probably began exchanging handmade Valentines in the early 1700s. In the 1840s, Esther A. Holland began selling the first mass-produced Valentines in America. Holland, known as the mother of the Valentine, made elaborate creations with real lace, ribbons, and colorful pictures known as scrap. Today, according to the Greeting Card Association, an estimated of 145 million Valentine's Day cards are sent each year, making Valentine's the second largest card selling holiday of the year. You know what the other one is. More cards are sent at Christmas. Right. Women purchase approximately 85% of all Valentine's cards because men ain't romantic. Men don't even look at stuff that way. I'm just saying. But That's Valentine's Day. I don't know if you guys celebrate it or do anything for Valentine's Day. To some, it's a very special day. To others, it might just be just another day. To me, it's a day that isn't like any other day because it's a day to show your feelings towards your loved ones. Valentine's Day is a day to be happy and to spend time with people that you care about and you love. It's not about the money you spend. It's not about buying buku of candy and you know, things of that nature. There might be people who don't think Valentine's Day even matter because they don't have a loved one or they don't want to show their feelings on this day. I see Valentine's Day as a special day, regardless of how you spend it. The way I show my love towards someone is just spending time with them on this day, expressing my love, saying thank you, and, you know, just being one. Even if it's just no more than just sitting talking, cuddling, sitting at home watching TV and just enjoying the moment. For me, I think love is, it can be shown in a variety of different ways. I show love towards people that I love, my daughter, my partner, my friends. I don't mind sending flowers, candy. I like to buy candy for the girls and I always leave it for them in the morning. And that happened every year on whatever day Valentine's Day land on for years. I still buy small Valentine's trinkets just out of habit because I like them smiling. I think the idea of having a Valentine doesn't happen to everyone. So having a Valentine is something special, but it's also very important. There might be people who think it's just a waste of money, like I said, but I think spending money on a special person should bring joy to each other. And I think you should spend money on your loved one, if you can, all year long. Small gestures. You can buy a card all year long. It doesn't matter. A flower for a lover or a friend, it means so much to a person. So money isn't really going to be waste. Me, on the other hand, I like flowers. I like to like, oh, they're so cute. They're nice. I really like yellow roses. I know yellow roses are for friends and this and that, but I love yellow roses. But I'd rather money than flowers and roses. I'd rather candy than roses. I'd rather those edible arrangements than candy, than flowers. But I love jewelry. I love cards. Ooh, I love beautiful cards. I love when a man take the time to read a card that explains me or explains us or explain or express to me how I make them feel or how they feel about me. I love that. I just think Valentine's Day is a day to be happy and to spend it with people you care and love. That's just my thought. I mean, this is a holiday that is known for so-called loved. You know, people go out their way for roses and chocolates and stuffed animals and hugs and kisses and all that stuff. And extra work you have to put in, like getting dinner reservation, putting in overtime at work to buy your special someone special gift and looking extra nice for your lover. Those are optional. You know what I mean? Like, those are not things that you have to do. But for me, I don't mind it, but it's not recommended. It's not required, but I don't mind it. I don't. I think the work of Cupid and his magical powers, I'm just playing. A friend of mine was like, I just feel Valentine's Day is just a big waste of money. It's just another made-up holiday that is used to bring revenue in. Every year, these females expect to get flowers, get gifts, and this and that. There was like, my old friend always used to buy his mama flowers because it's a way for him to show her he loves her. In the past, I would get gifts sometime, but looking back now, I just think it was a waste of money because, you know, we broke up. Like, he would give me like little buckets of chocolates that gave me cavities. In the end, those cavities were more expensive than and painful. My advice is don't feel all excited about Valentine's Day because it's just another day. Girl, stop. I had to stop. I said, look, I'm going to tell you this. I don't think nobody should feel pressure to buy their girlfriend or their boyfriend a gift for Valentine's Day. Sometimes people can't afford it, or they just don't want to go there or go through the trouble of trying to find something. Believe me, if your boyfriend or girlfriend truly love you wholeheartedly and money and holidays has nothing to do with it, they will understand. Better yet, they will not expect something for future times. Like, they will not be expecting these things every year for Valentine's Day. I just think people that have bad experiences for Valentine's, or people that's bitter, they tend to take away what other people enjoy. It's whatever. I get all year long, so it doesn't matter. But I do like the gesture. I do like the gesture. I think if I'm going to be all the way 100, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Valentine's Day has never been a big, huge deal for me. I just love the romantic side of it. I just love the ushy, the gooey stuff of it. I've never made a big deal out of it, nor have I hated it with passion, or didn't want anything, or didn't want to celebrate it, or I didn't. No. I just think you could show your significant other you're grateful for them any other day, not just this day. I feel like in society that we live in today, there's sort of a pleasure to show off what you have and what you give. I think it's annoying when you look on social media and you see couples and in school or whatever giving gifts to their boyfriends and their girlfriend, claiming that they love each other, when in reality they have been together for only maybe a couple days. It's really not that serious, and it's not really necessary to buy gifts, especially when you're in high school. But I can't tell anybody what not to do. I'm not going to tell anybody that I didn't enjoy it. I'm not going to tell anybody that I don't like spending time with my partner. I don't like feeling loved and just, you know, the gushiness of it. I love it. I just don't expect gifts because I get all year long. I don't think it's a deal breaker in a relationship. I don't think it's that type of a big deal. But there are films that I think are worth checking out. The movies that I like may not really be considered like the ooey gooey lovey dovey type of stuff, but I see them as Valentine's Day theme. And the movies I enjoy are like 500 Days of Summer, 10 Things I Hate About You. You know, I even like The Scissorhands, Edward, The Scissorhands. Like 500 Days of Summer is about the writer named Tom, who ended up falling in love with a girl, the girl named Summer. And the whole movie, all he does is reflect about the 500 days that they had been together. Exactly. 10 Things I Hate About You is about Kate, the girl name is Kate, who is very pretty, very smart. And she fell for this guy that wasn't interested in her, that didn't find her interesting. She always thought that he was bad, but he ends up proving her wrong. I love that movie. I've seen it like 50,000 times. Edward the Scissorhands, I know everybody's seen that. About the guy name is Edward, and he is, people looked at him as an outcast because of how he looked. Some people in a suburban community brought him to live with them. the woman was a salesman. Peg Edwards. Anyway, Ed ended up falling for Peg's daughter, who looked past his appearance. Like, she didn't judge him by his appearance. Loving basketball. Yes. What else? Oh my God, there's so many movies that I like, you know. It's a lot, but yeah, go check those movies out for Valentine's Day. I just think for Valentine's Day, it's the thought that counts. It's here again. Got people stressing out. What should they get their friend? Honestly, I wish this day would just be about the love itself, you know. And I get tired of guys like, oh, these girls are always expecting for somebody to buy them something. Guys don't never get nothing. Shit, we don't even know what to get them anyway. To me, Valentine's Day should be a day where if you have a hard time feeling like you should get your partner something, then don't get anything. You don't get her nothing. She don't get you anything. Y'all just spend time with each other and just appreciate each other. That's it. That's what I think that people like that should be doing. I think it's a little twisted, though. I do think Valentine's Day is a little twisted because of the fact that it's mainly celebrated by us buying someone flowers or something, that the flowers going to eventually die. They're going to die. The worst part is that they're expensive, you know. And I get that it's the thought that counts, but why not just write someone a letter on how much you love them, how much they mean to you, or how much you appreciate them if you don't want to buy a gift? You know what I mean? Or they have these cards. There's nothing on them. You can actually buy a card and write your thoughts in that card and give it to them. I think that is way more thoughtful than going to a store and buying something for someone that you think that they would like, but you're not sure if they would like. Now, I'm not against Valentine's Day. Let me be clear. I love the gush of it. I love it. But I am against how some people celebrate it and the expectation that they have on it. I'm still probably going to always want to spend time, going to always want to be pampered and just those just because things, not just for Valentine's Day, but any time. But I think seeing someone that you care about, that you love, smile after you surprise them with things, I think it's a good feeling, you know. Or you mention something that you like or you wanted and you forget about it, because like I say, it's a like, you know, and it just pops up and you're like, oh my God, why did you do this? And you're like, you know, you're trying to hold back tears because it's really nice. I just think, you know, it's what it is. You know, my brother always say that he loves seeing the smile on a woman's face when he get her something good, even if he stressed himself out going through the process and trying to find something. But if the end product is seeing her smile or seeing her genuinely happy, he said it's worth it. It's something that he don't mind doing for someone that he care and love, and he said everybody should enjoy that part of it. And that's my time, you guys, for Valentine's Day. Do what you see fit for you. Please, you, make you happy. Stop trying to live up to everybody else. Valentine's Day is a money-making holiday, just like Christmas, just like every other holiday. And I'm not telling anyone don't celebrate Valentine's Day, and I'm not telling people to celebrate Valentine's Day. I'm telling you, do what you feel that you want to do, and don't let someone else make you feel bad about whatever it is that you enjoy. But when you're in relationships or you get into know a person, you have to express that to these people first, up top, in the beginning, you know, because some people celebrate it, some people don't. When you get to know these people and they truly love you, they are willing to show you that they love you, and that you mean that much to them, and they will do little small gestures. For me, again, Valentine's Day isn't about the cost. It isn't about how much you spend. It's about the love and the caring that you give and spending time and the cuddleness, the warmness. It's about that. It's about the thought. It's those things. So happy Valentine's Day to all you beautiful couples, to all my beautiful listeners who celebrate Valentine's Day. And even the ones that don't celebrate Valentine, it's still another blessed day above ground. Happy Valentine's Day. Have a blissful day, although you don't celebrate it. That's it, you guys. Enjoy your day. Maybe you get some bola. Alright, you guys, welcome back to another episode on Talk to Talk with your girl Anita Love from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. God is good. He continues to bless me. My family's blessed. And well, another day above ground. It's always a blessing. Thank you for your ear and your support. You guys can go over to Google Play, Spotify, Spreaker, Breaker, Pocket Cast, all those other amazing platforms. Subscribe to me and you get to hear me every time I upload something. Now, I have published some content. Some of my content is not published everywhere. I don't know what's going on. Some of it is not even, didn't even cross over correctly. I can't delete it. So I apologize for that. But still, you can listen to it because it is some good stuff, in my opinion, I must say. It's February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day, you guys. And it's still Black History Month. And on my Black History today, I'm going to bring the first Black American female missionary to serve in Africa in 1887. Her name is Louise Seeley Fleming. She was born a slave on January 28, 1862, in Florida on the Hibernia Plantation, which belonged to Colonel Lewis Michael Fleming. Her parents, who were slaves, adopted their slave master's surname and gave it to their children. Popularly called Lulu, she was raised by her mother, who worked as a maid for Colonel Fleming. Following the death of her father, popularly called Flo, the Flemings treated Lala and her mother well and took them along to the Bethel Baptist Church, one of the very few churches that allowed Black and white people to worship under one roof until 1865, when it was forced to segregate the members according to the race. Yes, Lulu was one of the few privileged African-American girls to attain an education. At the age of 15, she was baptized and became a Christian at the Bethel Baptist Institutional Church. She finished high school top of her class and went on to train as a teacher, teaching in several schools near public schools near St. Augustine, Florida. Lulu then enrolled in Shaw University and graduated as class valedictorian in 1885. Yes, Lulu became very involved in the works of the church and devoted most of her time in service to it. She took every moment to spread the gospel of encourage Blacks to give their lives to Christ and do His work. A year after graduating, Lulu's service were requested by the Women's Baptist Foreign Missionary Society. Hearing and seeing her great works for the Lord and passion to see young Black people attain the heights of education, the church requested that Lulu would go to Africa to work as a missionary teacher. Lulu accepted the offer to move to Africa and was immediately posted to Congo, making her the first African-American woman to be sent on missionary work to Africa. The missionary journey of Louise Lulu Fleming, M.D. Lulu arrived in the present-day Republic of Congo on May 23rd, 1887, and she settled in her station, Plabla. I think I'm saying that right. It's a town that still exists today. She became a very popular missionary who took a keen interest in the development of the girls. Lulu taught the gospel in Sunday schools and taught English in several local schools in Conga, using her influence to help several natives gain admission to Shaw University. After a short illness, Lulu was moved back to the United States of America to receive proper treatment. Upon getting cured, she then enrolled in a woman's medical college in Philadelphia to become a doctor to help the healthcare institution, Congo, upon her return. She returned to Congo as a doctor, missionary, and teacher, working in several stations in the country. She became the only female doctor in the colony. Those services were sought after by all races in Congo and later parts of Central and West Africa. Lulu trained several Congolese women and men in basic medical skills for the 4 years she remained in Congo, helping them prevent deaths of several other locals and missionaries as well as Western traders. Unfortunately, Lulu contracted sleeping sickness in 1899 and was forced to return to the United States of America when it got worse. She passed away on June 20, 1899 in Philadelphia at the age of 37, and she was buried in Mount Zion Cemetery in Philadelphia. Now, there are no records of her having children. However, she did marry Reverend James of the Icon Station in Congo for a short period of time. So, I never heard of this, but hey, when I read it, I was like, yes, I have to do this on my podcast. I don't know what the sleeping disease is. I honestly never heard of it. I know, you know, you can have sleeping problems where you're snoring, apnea, deprivation, and things in that nature. But I don't know. I think I'm going to Google that and see what I find out. But anyway, there you have it. Thank you for your ear. That's my Black History Fact. You guys don't go anywhere. I'm going to give you a little Valentine's Day history and my tidbits on if you want to or not, if you could or if you don't, the judgments or the non-judgments. Who cares on how you spend your Valentine's Day? You guys don't go anywhere. I'll be back in a moment. Yes, I said that.